Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. You have reached America Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. If you want to speak, you have to press 1 and then we can hear you. You can speak at any time. I'm your host, Paulette Young, and you will be joined by Selena Lindsay. Mm-hmm. She's the second host also, or we host the whole program together. Today we're going to be talking about thyroid dysfunction. You know, how important is that, and what can it do to you? I said that, what is the purpose of having a thyroid gland? What happens when one's thyroid is dysfunction, or not functioning properly? Can having a dysfunctional thyroid cause cancer? Having nodules growing on your thyroid, can this be a problem? Can having an increase in the size of those nodules on your thyroid cause breathing difficulty? So join us tonight. You can call in 858-769-4936, and if you want to talk, just press 1, or you just want to listen, that's fine too. You will, when you do talk, you will be heard around the globe, every state in the United States and all the different countries on the globe that receives this broadcast. Oh, I'm tongue-tied tonight. All right. So thyroid, what is its purpose? It's considered a hormone gland. Its function is for metabolism, growth, and development of one's body. It produces hormones such as, I'm going to sabotage the pronunciation of some words, but it's called T3, which is triiodothyronine. And then there's one that's called T4, that's thyroxine. And then you also have calcitonin. These are very, very, very important hormones that your body must have. So where do you find the thyroid gland? It's found at the base of the neck, below your voice box. So you can hear yourself talk and push where the Adam's apple is or the area of where your voice box is. And that's just below that is your thyroid. Iodine is one of the main building blocks of two of those hormones, T3 and T4. Thyroid gland needs help of our what we call the pituitary gland. It tells the thyroid to release more or less hormones into your bloodstream. That must be done, and it must be done correctly. When it's not, it's considered a dysfunction of the thyroid gland. You can have what they call a underactive thyroid, or it's called hypothyroidism, and the gland does not produce enough of the certain hormones. But it can be treated, they said, with synthetic thyroid hormones. So some of the signs and symptoms of that type of thing, a hypothyroidism, you're tired, you're sensitive to cold, you'll feel extremely cold when everybody else feels okay. You may end up with constipation or dry skin. You may gain weight. You may have muscle weakness. It also, when you have an imbalance like that, it interferes with your mental mind. You can end up with depression or memory loss, pain, stiffness, or swelling in your joints, and the list goes on. This condition is normally, you find it in middle-aged women or older women, but it can also be found in infants. So it's not going to just be just the one. And that T3 and T4 hormones, the purpose is it regulates body temperature, metabolism, and heart rate. But hyperthyroidism, when your thyroid produces too much hormones, results in muscle weakness and also can cause mental issues. Anxiety or physical problems. So there's a lot of things that go with having a thyroid that's not functioning properly. Okay, Selena, let's hear from you.
Well, some of the things that I think, too, that we tend to forget about is some of the things that a misfunctioning thyroid messes with, such as your autoimmune system. It kind of gets things out of whack, and it does something interesting, you know, with what they call hypothyroidism, you know, and it's usually before menopause, because some of the problems that it causes, even with your menstrual period, you know, it can, it's an interesting thing whether it's more or less of the hormone being secreted into your bloodstream, because it can actually, for some women, make their breasts full and at the same time prevent them from being able to get pregnant.
Wow.
So it has some tremendous things that, you know, it can do. Along with you having a enlarged Bota gland. You mentioned, you know, the thyroid nodules, but also, too, it's known that when this thing is out of whack, you can have cancer or perhaps Graves' disease.
I didn't know
there
that
are
about
a lot
the
of,
Really?
Yeah, there are a lot of problems that, you know, a misfunctioning thyroid can create. And also, you know, makes the other things happen down the line because, you know, the ovaries are at risk for a cyst development. And autoimmune diseases, which are related, because technically in the autoimmune situation, of course, as we well know, the antibodies attack your own system. So it's supposed to be attacking foreign bodies that are entered into your system, and instead it attacks you. One of the most common diseases, which is technically what this stuff is called, is Hashimoto disease, which is one of the most common, and it's basically related to the autoimmune disease.
Say that again. What disease was that?
It's called Hashimoto.
Okay.
H-A-S. Hashimoto disease is basically, technically, it's just another word for autoimmune diseases, which is one of the most common things that the thyroid creates, which when it's malfunction.
You know, when I was doing my research, I didn't realize that with the nodules that develop that, only five, which I was surprised, only 5% is cancerous. They don't, it's not a high cancer thing. And they said, well, that's what several journals that I read said 5%. I thought it was
usually it's important that the thyroid is, you know, a lot of people have them on the lower part of their neck. So to me, who wants to be walking around looking like Frankenstein?
That's true, because those nodules, as they grow, it can look gross.
Mm-hmm.
But, it can also affect your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's right at the base of where your voice box is, and then you got your trachea. So if that thing grows, that's not a good thing. And then I learned that, like, some of the things that cause, like, the T3 and the T4, especially the T3 levels, to be affected by birth control pills. And we've talked about that before, how it disrupts the endocrine system, and then that's part of thyroid. Also, steroids. I don't know if you knew this. Steroids affect that T3 level. And other related drugs. So there's, when you're taking something, it pays to look up what are some of the side effects of what's happening. And then I also, I was reading, it reduces your exposure to harmful environmental chemicals. You must do that, because if you don't, it does interfere with what they call it EDC. EDC stands for endocrine disrupting chemicals. They either change or block the way natural hormones act in the body. That's why there's been so much talk on, or we'll see them pull things from the stores. And it's been a few years back when places like JCPenney's, well, they started labeling things over, I would say, 30 years ago. I think I'm correct in that, because it used to be before, you remember, it used to be a time they displayed all this nice tea sets and all that, and then they had to put warning signs up because they had chemicals in the painting of the teacups and things like that. Some people still have that stuff in their house. They only use it on special occasions. And like, don't give me that stuff for nobody's special occasion. Because it's already been proven it's got the chemicals that cause endocrine disruption. And that's bad. These chemicals may be found in the air, they said, the water, the soil, or children's toys. Definitely, and we've said this before, in cleaning products, lotions, shampoos, cosmetics. That's why you'll see some people won't put perfume on no parts of their body. They'll put it on their clothes. And the reason they do that, because some of the products they have out there interferes with our endocrine system, which is part, and thyroid is part of that system. So it's your pituitary gland. And, you know, and the list goes on. A lady spoke to me last Thursday, and she said she had nodules on her thyroid gland, and she stopped putting anything around her neck or that area where the thyroid gland is, and she just puts it on her clothes, and those nodules, they went away. Before, they were just growing like crazy, but they went away. So the chemicals that was in those products. But I remember even in college when a lot of women were coming down with cancer, they were told not to use, you know, all this different perfumes and stuff and colognes, because even way back in, even I would say that's as far as, oh, I'll give my age if I say too much, huh?
Well, I think most women forget that some of the ones that do a better job are things which come from natural products, such as, say, frankincense. That's an old one from the Bible, you know, and they utilize the oil. And so when you shift to a more natural type things, and things that they're, some of them are very expensive, and that's the reason why, but you as they say, you only need a dab, and you can put that everywhere. And also, too, another factor is a lot of women are running around trying to figure out, especially us women, why your hair falling out. This is one of the reasons why, that maybe we're not looking in the right place. I would suggest if you're really having some severe problems, one of the first things to do is to get the doctor to do a thyroid test, because this is one of the main things that causes your hair to come out.
Yeah, because they're always, if your hair is coming out, oh, it's because you're getting old. Is it really? Or do you, until they run the proper test, you don't really know why the hair is falling out.
Well,
so
if they're just telling you, don't worry about it, you can tell what kind of care they have about, you know, your welfare. And also to being anemic, you know, and all of these things also too. One of the things on the list with thyroid problems is diabetes type 1.
Right.
You know that.
If you have a thyroid imbalance, you can become a diabetic. You can end up with cancer. the list goes on as far as medical conditions if you don't those things. It's not like you can just leave it and do nothing about it. Something has to be done. Also, they talked about common environmental things. And some time ago, you remember when we talked about the pesticides?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people bathe themselves in pesticides, and they had that trichloroethane. I did a good job.
Yeah,
we'll call it DDT. you know, and that can cause, a disruption in your endocrine system, which the thyroid is a part of. That, and so if it's disrupting that, then it interferes with your hormones. So if you have to use pesticides, you better use some gloves. Don't just bathe yourself in that stuff, because that stuff is going to go in your body and cause problems. Then I don't know if you remember when we talked about BPA, that was that bisphenol A that was used in children's toys, remember? In their plastic bottles. Remember it hit the news? They had to take that stuff off the shelf. Now, this one I didn't know, that is the receipts that we get from the register. That's a problem, too. After I read that, I said, I don't think I want to take another receipt then. Without having gloves on. I did not know that. So that's the problem, too. That particular chemical, I guess, is in those receipts. And I'm assuming.
Well, in some cases, what you have to do, and it's a modern day, you can always just give them your email address. You know, they can just email it. So going to the bank, I don't like those things. I don't like touching the same place that a bunch of people go up in and touch the ATM, even if the paper is coming out of there. I don't know anything about the person that put it there. So
those have the BPA. That BPA is not good for our thyroid or any parts of the endocrine system. And then you remember we had to, in the beginning, I think a lot of that's changed, like the food cans, the linings inside was loaded with that BPA and plastic bottles. We still have it. You have that other one that we talked about some time ago was, if I pronounce it right, phthalate. Did I say it right? P-H-A-L-A-T-E. That's found in, you know, your beauty products and plastic. And I remember...
So that's a big area there, because when you start talking about women and the stuff that we do, you know, that's just a huge area where we play with a lot of chemicals. Everything from relaxing your hair, which, you know, years ago it used to be lye-based products. Now most of the relaxers are made out of something else, but... here lately, since they figured out how to get an iron holler, they're using a ceramic type instrument to be able to do that. But all of these things are the answers. And when you're affecting that thyroid gland system, these are the things that we're putting in there. You know, all of these different, and especially, I hate to say it, African American products. I don't care how natural and how it says they have all these good things in there for your hair. What you find out with a little bit of wisdom is all of that junk actually kills your hair.
Yeah.
You know, and it's that's the craziness of it all. And you just have to kind of move away from it. Almost all of the makeup, and especially those that are what I call downtown freaks that go down to the alley and buy things. You ought to see the news talking about what China has put in it, everything from lead to God knows what, you know, and if you look at even on YouTube, some of the things that have happened to people in terms of how their face breaks out, or, you know, they have all kinds of caves and nicks and things on their body from this crazy makeups, and even soap. Soap is a number one misfit, messing with your system. Because most people don't have enough sense to read the package. Anything they tell them on television, they see them in their shower and they go buy it. You know, and it's just pure ludicrousy. You know, that you go into a shower and you put the stuff all over you. And in the
right.
first place, in the old days, a lot of people feel like they're not getting clean unless they do this to themselves, you know, 3 or 4 times a day. And I'm like, I wonder what happened to the old people, you know, back in the day. You know, they lived longer than us, and we call ourselves, you know, staying so clean. What's the problem here? And we got a lot of problems and a lot of stuff.
You didn't have all those chemicals either being put in the products that are now today.
Number one in the world, you know.
You have to read those chemicals. If anyone's listening right now, we're talking about thyroid dysfunction. Is that important? This you just heard Selena Lindsay's been on the line. She's one of the hosts, and my name is Poet Young, and I host the program also. And we're learning or giving it more information on what can cause thyroid dysfunction and how important those hormones that the thyroid puts out is. Because if it's too high or too low, it can cause a serious problem or serious illness, anything from anxiety to mental illness to cancer, to so many things. If anyone wants to join in and you have something to share or you have a question, just feel free to go ahead and cut in and say something. Okay. I wanted to mention also, some of you may remember when flame retardant pajamas came out for the kids and they learned that the chemicals in that stuff is not good for the endocrine system. They put it in furniture, floor covering. Some may still have that environment and don't realize it.
There's a big master lawsuit going on for what the fire department has been using. That phone has been giving the firemen cancer.
Oh, you're talking about when they put out the big fires?
Yes.
What you're talking about?
Yes, that phone that they use.
Yeah, are you talking about the flame retardant or like when they have the massive fire, you got to stop it?
Yes, whenever you see them use the foam, it's a foam. It looks like, you know, soap or whatever that sprays out of the hose. You know,
okay,
they found that this is given the firemen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's a landmark lawsuit with that stuff.
Okay, are they still
it's just
using
like
that?
Monsanto.
Okay.
Yeah, Monsanto.
Are they still using that? I thought it had stopped.
Well, some institutions have stopped, but some of them, can you imagine that there are buildings that still have the fire extinguisher on the wall? There are mandates from the city that state, you know, those things are supposed to be checked out every 6 months or whatever, but there's just a lot of building owners that have those things hanging on the wall, and it's full of that stuff. And, you know, a lot of people in their home, they have a fire extinguisher that they haven't used that's hanging on the wall to put the fire out in the kitchen, and that's what it is.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that because I thought a lot of that had been stopped. And then you're supposed to have whatever you have checked. Fire department will come out and check whatever you have, and they will tell you if it's not up to code or not.
A lot of people don't.
But if you got something hanging, you haven't had it checked in 10 years, then most likely it is outdated. But you can call your fire department, and they will come out and check it. Well, I don't know about right now because of the pandemic. So some things is on hold unless it's like a real emergency.
Have things on the website, too, that you can go up there and check. But basically, if you have a fire extinguisher that has that stuff in it, you know, It has a date thing on it from the last time it was checked. If you look on there and it's outdated, you automatically know what the problem is.
Okay, tell us again what it costs. They have an outdated fire extinguisher. What are the problems?
If it's one of the ones that have foam in it, then it has cancer-causing agents in it.
That's a problem. That's why you technically they're supposed to be checked, I believe it's every 6 months, so that certain things will be caught. But now that we're in pandemic, I know a lot of things have changed, because even with your gas company, electric company, they'll say unless it's a real emergency, we're not coming out. A lot of things have changed just for, you know, right now. Back to the flame retardant. If you have, some people don't realize, if you got old furniture, you may have a couch or something that don't, or the materials that's being used is flame retardant, so it won't burn up. But it's also, it's not good for the environment. It's not good for you to even sit on. And also floor covering. Because at one time when that flame retardant came out, first hit the market, umpteen years ago, at least I would say over 40 years ago, it was popular. And then when they learned that it, you know, had adverse effect on people, especially your endocrine system, then it sort of faded away, or they encouraged you to get rid of it. They also had a chemical called triclosan. It was used in, like, your antibacterial products. And some of that is, again, that endocrine disruption, meaning, like, your hormone system, it causes problems. That's how you end up with either overact, too much hormones, or too little hormones. It interferes with those systems. Like you had, one of them was called polychlorinated biphenyl, but it's no longer used. But it's known to say the problem is, even though it's no longer used, it stays in the water and ground for decades. So it doesn't just disappear because you stop using it. It's still sitting there. And it's also stored in our body fat cells. They stay for years and may be passed on to children during your pregnancy. They said, then Center of Disease Control had to come out with, unfortunately, they said 96% of Americans have this chemical in their body. So it's not like it's gone like that. Because with it being stored, even though we got rid of, well, not totally, the best that they could, they got rid of the BPA. Because think about the babies that had the bottles. That wasn't too long ago. But the report says those that put pressure not to use the BPA in anything, of course, the stores had to get rid of those bottles. Or what they've done is, especially your 99-cent store, 99-cent, you better look at what it's made out of, and that's why it's 99 cents.
Well, you and I have been strong on those things for babies, everything from the baby bed. One of the conversations that we had was regarding SIDS, and, you know, other countries have gotten rid of certain kinds of things because in the first place they don't let it in there. And so there's certain things here in the United States that you're right, it'd be just best to put your glasses on and start to read before you go and pay for something or take it home with you.
And don't because feel bad about not using your family's, they're called, their special cups and teacups and all of that, because some of that stuff has the chemicals in it. It's very pretty, but the reports are in. Don't use it. Or I because of the type of work I do, I've gone in a lot of places, especially homes, and I'll see the lead crystals, glasses, cups sitting in their china cabinet. And I'll ask one person, what do you use it? Oh, when it's New Year's and all of that, and they don't know that.
Well, they don't
loaded.
Understand that the paint is infused with lead and it's fired with lead, and that's what gives it that lovely glaze. But when you put
mm-hmm.
your food on it, you're eating some of it.
Yeah, and you're causing problems and mm-hmm. don't realize where the problem started. And do the hospital say, well, what are you using to eat out of? They don't ask all those crucial questions. So how can you treat a person if you don't ask crucial questions? I want to talk a little bit about the thyroid nodules. It's an unusual growth or lump of the thyroid cells, and it's in the thyroid gland or the tissue part of the thyroid. The thyroid is, again, a part of your endocrine system, which is made up of glands that secrete your various hormones into the bloodstream. So what causes those nodules to form? Or overgrowth and that type of thing. They do not know why it happened. I don't know if you've read anything, but what I've read so far, they don't know why. They know it happened.
Well, to me, some things, the why is sort of simplistic. The body is a magnificent instrument, and believe it or not, it has enough sense to know what goes in and what needs to be thrown out. And when it puts it out, it just continue like scar tissue, continue to put stuff over it, pushing it outward. And it just sends it all to the same area. So they can play that little game all they want to because they don't want an admission that these things are there. But I'm a believer that ever since they started putting iodine in salt, what were they doing that for?
The reason that I read that they put that iodine in the salt because iodine is needed to make the thyroid hormone. You have no iodine, you're gonna have a problem with having thyroid hormones also. It's needed.
Well, I come from old school, and I'm a believer that that we need to get out and away from is salt, period. Okay,
yeah,
and
let me say this
I haven't met a horse yet that needs to lick a salt block with iodine in it. Or a cow. You don't need it.
The fact that those nodules that form in people who do not get enough iodine, so it's not something the body can have. It's something the body does need.
Iodine and selenium, those are two of the so-called cures for some of the, what they call natural remedies.
Mm-hmm. But that's the reason why they started that. But you can get it in other foods and stuff like that, but a lot of time people aren't getting enough of it. And then especially when people... If you become a vegetarian, you have to figure out how to get all your nutrients from something else. You can't leave any of the things that are essential for the body out. No, you don't have to get it through, say, you don't have to get your proteins from meat, but you got to have protein. You can't just all of a sudden vegetarian and no proteins because your muscles have to have protein. It's not something you can leave out. But the thing is, you can get it through other things. But if you're not going to have a diet that's rich in those other things where the proteins can come from, then you're going to have another problem. So when you go switching, say you don't want the dairy products, then you have to figure out whatever was in those dairy products that your body got before, you have to replace it with items that have the same thing. Because if you don't, you're going to have a problem. One of my friends who was vegetarian, she said, I think for 29 years, she ended up with a bad fracture, bone fracture, and the doctor told her it's because she didn't have enough protein. So, and the protein, what it does is strengthens your muscles. So you can't get rid of one thing and not replace it. And whatever you're replacing with, it has to be the same habit that you had before. What I mean by that, you don't have to have the meat, but you got to be replacing it with something, because your body can't live off of no protein, especially when it's needed for the function of your body, especially your muscles. And what's the largest muscle in your body? Your heart. It's a big, giant muscle. And that's the first thing that's affected. Or, like we're talking about the endocrine system or the thyroid, you have to have certain things in your body or a food item that has that in it. Yes, you don't have to get iodine from salt, because too many people don't eat salt at all, but they still are getting iodine from other foods. So I just think everybody needs to do their homework. Anyway, your phones, if you got a phone, you can Google everything, or you got a computer, you can Google how to make sure your food items have what is needed to support the body.
Well, I think it's important, too, that older women really pay attention to usually when the thyroid begins to, as we say, misfunction, it comes with what they call hypothyroidism, which means it's putting out a lower amount, and it's usually following menopause, you know, and so I think that's a strong indication as to, you know, why your hair begins to thin and a lot of other things, and that doctors aren't really focused on really doing anything about it. In fact, most doctors hate to do anything with the so-called hormone treatment. You know, it's almost like taboo unless you fall out on the floor in front of them. You know, it's kind of crazy.
For anyone that's just joining us, we're talking about a dysfunctional thyroid. What are some of the causes? What can be done about it? You have to read labels. You have to, if you show signs and symptoms and you're trying to diagnose yourself, you have to let your doctor know. Let your doctor know that you have anxiety or that you're cold when everybody else is warm, or so that they can run the proper test, because without them running, like the hormone test or T3, thyroid hormone or T4, they do have to run the various tests so they can see, you know, what's going on with you. But if you don't say anything, nothing's going to be done, and that is not good. You can't live without a thyroid, but if you do, they have to do what they call thyroid replacement. There are various things that the doctor will begin to test. They will give you various tests to see what's going on with your body. So don't try and diagnose yourself. And if they put you on, like, say, you had your thyroid removed and they put you on synthetic hormones, you can't just stop it. If you stop it, you're going to die. That's very dangerous. I had a friend that did that, and her doctor was very upset with her. A lot of it was just lack of not understanding.
I know a lot of younger women that their intention is to get pregnant, and they don't realize that, in a sense, they're on the doctor's table and he's looking in the wrong thing, because the thyroid plays an important role in whether or not you get pregnant or not, especially if it's overproducing or underproducing. If it's overproducing, then as I said earlier, you can actually, it causes you to have milk production, but you're not going to get pregnant because it stops you from ovulating. So these are important things to consider. You know, and really strongly look at what the possibilities are and ask your doctor questions.
You know, when before the insurance companies took over whether what kind of tests that they will accept a person to take and pay for it, because the doctor has to write something that indicates you need the test. Some things were routine. One of the things that was routine is your thyroid, especially if you are a certain age. They check the thyroid hormones. That was part of your physical. Now it's not. You have to show something or say something to the doctor loud and clear for a certain test to be ran, because they have to write down, well, this, you know, the different symptoms, and if you're not telling them anything, they have nothing to go on. They can't order that test. Years ago, those were routine tests that aren't done anymore.
Well, you and I have always been strong ones to indicate the first resolution for anybody, that you are the master of your health. And you must, you know, take some matters of common sense and look at your situation and have a clear understanding of what's going on. And if you have a suspicion that, you know, some of this that we're talking about today might be a contributing factor to some of your problems, by all means, as you said, voice your concerns with your doctor. You know, bring it to the forefront so that he can give you a clearer understanding or order the proper test so that you can find out. Because he can't just look at you and decide, oh, ain't nothing wrong with you.
No, they can't.
That's not logical.
Can't breathe, you better. Or if you just think something's wrong, you may have to, I don't know if this is right to say, you may have to exaggerate it just to get the crazy test, to get a test, period. It's not like they're going to just all of a sudden give you a test. You have to really show some serious symptoms. Everybody don't show severe symptoms. So if they're going by that, that's not good. I remember a lady shared that, in fact, she'd be dead today if she hadn't walked in the hospital and began to share what was happening to her for over a year. She was drinking coffee like crazy, extremely tired all the time, and she didn't say anything. Finally, when she was just too tired to go to work or anything, she goes into the hospital. She didn't go back home. They had to do emergency heart surgery. She would have lost her life treating herself for the tiredness with coffee. That's so dangerous. It's not normal to be tired every day. If you're tired every day, it could be a thyroid problem. So if you're drinking coffee just to stay normal, that is not good. Your doctor don't know you're doing that. If you told them, they would run tests to make sure that you're okay. Coffee cannot be used to correct a serious medical problem. But if you're not saying anything to them, some people run low iron. You can't walk around with low iron. You're going to fall asleep at that wheel when you're driving. I knew a guy that was in medical school. No, he was getting ready to go to medical school. And he said how tired he was and that he was anemic. He fell asleep at the wheel. He's blessed to be alive. He had serious injuries that would take a while. He still got to go to medical school, but not on time. So those are serious. You can't drink coffee to have energy. It does not make sense. Coffee is not the solution to your problem. Need to let your physician know so they can run the proper test to see why you're extremely tired. If you go to bed tired, you wake up tired. Something's wrong.
And if you're drinking coffee, you know, most people need to understand that's a diuretic. You know, it's going to wash you out. And it takes out things that it shouldn't be taken out. And just as you said earlier, you're not going to put it back some kind of way. You know, you're going to have some problems. I have a son that loves all of those monster drinks and things like that to stay awake. And I'm constantly on him. That, son, that's not going to work. You know, and the problems that it's creating. And on top of that, he has high blood pressure. And then he calls me talking about mama's not going down. I go, it's not going to go down. Throw the monster can in the trash can.
That one is known to cause cardiac arrest or heart attack or death. It's just, no one would ever sit and drink 16 cups of coffee. One of those monster drinks is equivalent to 16 cups of coffee. They've had so many young people end up with open heart surgery. Some are dead. They didn't get to do the open heart surgery. And they're like in their 20s and 30s. That stuff is a death trap. And if you don't know that, it causes a chemical imbalance. And it speeds the heart up. Who would drink? Nobody in their right mind would sit and drink 16 cups of coffee all at once. And that's what you're doing when you drink one energy drink. That's what's happening with that. Let alone what it's doing to your hormones or your endocrine system. It's a problem.
It's all these common things that, you know, have to be brought to the forefront. I'm very often with, especially, you know, my kids and friends, you know, that love orange juice. I sit there and look at them and I go, why are you drinking that stuff like that? And they're like, it's just orange juice. I go, when would you sit down and eat 10 oranges? You know, if you have a glass of orange juice, that's what you're doing. You know, you need to rethink what you're doing.
Yes. For those that we've been talking for the last hour on thyroid dysfunction, how important is that? We mentioned some of the problems or things that's causing the problem and some of the signs and symptoms to look for. If you're extremely cold, everybody else is warm, something's wrong. You're drinking coffee just to stay, to be normal for the day or to work. That's not normal. You may have memory loss. You may have anxiety. All of those are indicating something's wrong. And it may be your thyroid system, but they have to run hormone tests to see if that's the problem. Or it could be something else. But you need to let your physician know. Don't just keep that to yourself. Don't diagnose yourself. Don't listen to other people that they're not doctors. They can't possibly run a test on you. So, and don't Google it either, because you need to talk to a doctor, because that is serious. So I want to mention before we close that we're going to have our 22nd annual Father's and Families and Fathers National Conference on May 2021. Part of it will be virtual, and another part, people will be in person. Dr. James Rodriguez is the CEO of that, and you can get a hold of him by either calling him if you like. He'd be more than glad to talk to anyone. His number is 424-789-4644. He also started something called Women to Women Cafe. That's for mental wellness and inspiration. It's a virtual and global gathering. We meet once a month at the last Saturday of the month. So you can also send James Rodriguez email, and it's just James Rodriguez at fathersandfamiliescoalition.org. Or you can call him and get that information. I'm the CEO of Healthcare Consultants. We do a lot of educational things. You can always reach me talking by my cell phone, 909-670-6999. I'm also a distributor of Protantum, and that's a very powerful natural herb, powerful antioxidant that helps you in so many ways. Anything from asthma to it gives you energy too, but it's a natural herb. The website for that is www.mylifevantage.com/Paulette Young. I'm also a member of the NAACP. You can always go up on the NAACP website and see a lot of things that they're doing for our for the different states throughout the United States. I'm also a part of Sowing Seeds for Life, which is the second largest food bank in L.A. County. You can donate today. You can call 909-392-5777. They've helped thousands and thousands, especially during this pandemic. Donations are greatly appreciated. And then Selena can probably, we got about a few more minutes, Selena, so you can give some of the other resources that are out there for people to be a part of.
Well, I don't really have my notes in front of me, but I'll just reiterate on the one you just brought up, which was Sowing Seeds for Life. They can go to the website, which is www.sowingseedsforlifespelled4allthewayout.org. And you can go to the website and see the kind of things that we do there. And also, too, there's a donation site there if you're interested. And there are many, many items that we do take because we try to help children, babies, adults, and of course the greatest item you can possibly give is money, because it takes money to provide what we provide absolutely free to those that need it.
Okay, because the days come, organizations like that do need donations, because that food, somebody has to pay for some of it. Some of it, they don't have to pay for a large percentage of it, they do. So they rely on your donation. We got Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, it's not just the food, the lights, the gas, the water, everything has to stay on. You know, you have to pay the electric bill because some things have to be refrigerated. So it's not like you can just, like some people do, just throw up a tent in the middle of the grass and do what you do. And that's not what we do. There's a reason why we're the second largest in Southern California. And there's a mannerism in which we believe to be able to treat people properly. And so, and also so that they receive enough that they're able to go home and be able to take care of themselves for at least a week or two. And that is the reason that we're also open on the first and the last Thursday of the third Thursday of every month. And when you do go there, that's what you get. And it's a lot more than cookies and some bread. We try to have a number of different things so that people actually have enough, especially in these very, very hard times that a lot of people are going through. They have basically removed us from our facility to the fairground because the technicality is our numbers are way, way up there. It's nothing that we particularly are proud of, because you can't be proud of the fact that there's so many people that are having food issues. We're just prayerful that we're able to serve.
Okay, at the fairgrounds, Sowing Seeds is there. Is it 8 in the morning or 9 in the morning? So 1 or until the food runs out?
They're there at 8 in the morning, and they're usually gone by 12.
Okay, so it's the first and third Wednesday of every month, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Fairgrounds. And if you want to be a volunteer, they're always in need of volunteers. So you can always go up on their website or call the number, and they'll tell you what you need to do. That number, again, is 909-392-5777. We'll be on the air again next month, the 1st of December, with another hot topic. If you can always see our past broadcast, and then this broadcast, you can listen to it again up on our Facebook page. It says Healthcare Consultants with a red and white heart on it. And when you go on that particular page, that's our page. All broadcasts are placed up on that page. American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. So we'll talk again the first Monday in December. Same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you.
Good night, all.
Bye.